Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question is one we hear a lot from homeowners. Can acoustic listening equipment actually find a leak in a buried pipe without having to dig anything up?
It absolutely can, yes. Acoustic leak detection works by picking up the sound that escaping water makes as it forces through a crack or joint in the pipe. That sound travels up through the soil and into the surface above, and a sensitive ground microphone captures it.
So the equipment is literally listening through the ground. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Exactly right. The engineer places ground microphones at intervals along the pipe route, then listens for the leak noise at each point. The signal is loudest directly above the leak source, so the engineer walks the line and the volume guides them to the spot. On a straightforward water main under a garden, we can pinpoint a leak to within a few centimetres without touching a spade.
That's remarkable. Does it work just as well under a concrete driveway or a solid floor inside the house?
It still works well, but hard surfaces do change the picture. Concrete and tarmac actually transmit leak noise quite efficiently because they're dense materials, so the signal can be strong. The challenge is more about background noise, traffic vibration, a washing machine running nearby, even the hum of a boiler. Those all sit in the same frequency range as a water leak, so the engineer has to filter carefully.
How do you deal with that noise interference? Is there a way around it?
Two ways. First, ADI's engineers use a leak noise correlator alongside the ground microphones. The correlator connects to two access points on the pipe, measures the time it takes the leak sound to travel between them, and calculates the exact position mathematically. That removes the guesswork and cuts through ambient noise. Second, where possible, we work early morning before traffic builds, because the background noise floor drops significantly.
I've heard the term correlator thrown around but never quite understood it. So it's basically doing the maths on the sound timing.
That's a really clean way to put it, yes. The correlator measures how much sooner the leak noise arrives at one sensor compared to the other. It knows the pipe diameter, the pipe material, and the distance between the sensors, so it computes the leak position precisely. The position comes up on a display, the engineer marks the surface, and that's where we dig, if digging is even needed.
Are there situations where acoustic equipment struggles? I'm thinking about pipes that are very deep, or maybe under a gravel path.
Depth does reduce signal strength because the sound has further to travel before it reaches the surface. Loose materials like gravel or hard core absorb noise rather than transmitting it, so acoustic detection on a gravel path is harder than on concrete. That's where ADI brings tracer gas in alongside the acoustic work. Tracer gas is injected into the pipe. It rises through the ground and escapes at the leak point, and a gas detector at the surface sniffs it out. The two methods together confirm the position even when acoustic signal alone is weak.
And all of this is happening before anyone picks up a shovel. That must save homeowners a lot of anxiety, not to mention the cost of relaying a driveway.
That's the whole point of the process. Accurate acoustic leak detection means the excavation, when it happens, is targeted to a small area. A homeowner with a leaking supply pipe under a block-paved driveway might need just half a dozen blocks lifted rather than a whole section dug out. The detection work pays for itself many times over in reduced reinstatement costs.
Dave, one last thing. What should a homeowner actually look for if they think they've got a buried pipe leak? What triggers that call to ADI?
A spinning water meter when every tap in the house is off is a clear signal. Damp patches appearing on a driveway or lawn that don't dry out, or a drop in water pressure that's come on gradually. Those point to a slow leak on the supply pipe. Any of those, and it's worth calling ADI before the situation gets worse, because buried leaks don't fix themselves and the water loss adds up quickly on the bill.
Really useful, practical stuff. Thanks, Dave. If you're dealing with a suspected buried pipe leak and want it found without unnecessary excavation, ADI Leak Detection are among the most experienced water leak specialists in the UK. We'll be back with another question soon.